What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to Guilds and Goblins, the What If World show where your questions and our in-the-moment real-life dice rolls inspire off-the-cuff adventures. I'm Mr. Rarick, your guildmaster, joined by Alabaster Zero. But my character's name is Alabama Hera. She is a cyclops and a gum slinger with bubblegum powers that'll knock your socks on. Because they're sticky, get it?
They get it, it was hilarious. And I'm Mama Gemma. My character's name is Swansong. She's a swan troubadour. That's like a storyteller and a musician. She has a lute, she sings songs. You're gonna love her.
And don't forget me, Fred the dog. But of course my character is Malador. Malador is a smelly shark, Smelladin.
A shell shark, Smelladin.
Why did I write something so difficult?
Well, you had me write it.
Then you should have changed it.
We could say crab shark.
No, I'm a shell shark, Smelladin, who uses the power of stinkiness and also of being a giant crab shark.
You mean shell shark.
And last but not least, it is I, Scully the Squid. But in Guilds and Goblins, I'm not a squid at all. I'm Skull and Bones, the skeleton trickster.
Well, it wouldn't be What If World without a what if question. This one comes from a Spotify listener named Rosalie.
Rosalie asks, what if the sky was falling?
I can't believe we never answered that question before.
It is a great one. Thank you, Rosalie. And we will jump in to our adventure after a quick recap.
Last time on Guilds and Goblins, Malador, Swansong, and Alabama Hera rode through space on Skull and Bones' moon schooner.
Fortunately, the idea seeds that we were given before we left were a big help.
Yeah, one of them shielded us from the cold and pressure and all that stuff, and let us breathe in space, too.
It's pretty good magic.
And the other idea seed turned into egg-shaped rockets of chrome, so we could get to the moon nice and fast.
And the third seed shrank our allies, Sarapent the Serpent, Mandycore the Manticore, and the many, many little nom 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 bats.
That'll keep them safe, but we can unshrink them each once per day for a little help.
So along the way and out of space, we danced and played with some beautiful snow ghosts and got some rest and leveled up to level 6.
And then we pretty much crash-landed on the moon of Berend.
That's right. But you all worked together to make sure that you were not hurt, though the schooner is pretty dinged up.
We are trying to find our way to the Idea Tree to unfreeze all the people of Berend somehow.
But then for some reason, Malador made a really stinky potion
that woke up the colossal Dogzilla.
That's right. So you four are standing on the windward side of Mons Isolus, a low mountain on the moon of Berend. You think the tree should be on the other side, but first, you're gonna have to get past
Dogzilla! I love doggies.
So let's find out what if the sky was falling and the latest adventure of Guilds and Goblins. Adventurers, this 400-foot-long dragon dog caught a whiff of you.
A very stinky whiff.
Indeed, Malador. So stinky that you woke up the ancient colossus. For a second, you're convinced it's looking straight at you. But then it shakes its great furry coat and gives an icy, stinky roar. The clouds that somehow enshroud this moon seem to freeze solid Wherever Dogzilla's frosty breath hits them, it seems the sky is already falling.
Don't worry, everybody. We can take them.
Take them where? For a walk?
No, I mean, we're sixth level now. We can win.
I feel like winning right now would be just pretty much surviving.
Malador, can you roll a d6 for me?
Yes, using my tongue rolling technique.
Ooh, slimy, yet effective.
3!
Number 3, Snowdrift. As the winds blow, a big hunk of half-frozen cloud drops from the sky like a stone. You're caught in a snowdrift, concealed from Dogzilla, but unable to move until you escape somehow.
Can I turn my body into 3 snow shovels?
3 is kind of a lot, but roll dare.
Ooh, I get to add a d8 to dare now. 7 plus 4?
With an 11, you rearrange into 3 shovels. But the 3rd is mostly made up of the little bones and isn't going to help anybody. However, 2 of your teammates will have an easier time digging themselves out, should they choose to.
I mean, when life hands you a skeleton shovel,
you dig!
Yeah, I'll let the 2 of them dig, since I got all the big claws and it'll probably be hard for me to hold a shovel anyway.
If I roll high enough, can I dig myself and Swansong out?
If you want to use your whole turn to do it, then yes, with Skullin's help, you succeed.
Awesome.
Well, I'm gonna see if I can fly up behind this Dogzilla. And since I'm sort of snowy white, maybe I'll blend in and land on their back where I can't be seen.
Roll dare, Swansong.
9 plus 2.
Dogzilla seems to know snow, and they clock you as you fly around back. But nothing else happens.
Huh. Well, I guess I'll just use my turn to dig myself out. And can I also, like, throw all Skullin's bones back together?
Very thoughtful. Yes, you may. Everyone is free from the snowdrift. Now, Swansong, can you roll a d6? For our sky is falling effect this round.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. A 1.
A frozen cloud shatters into thousands of icy shards that dart down towards you. Mama Gemma, roll dare or suffer 2 hurt.
Ouch. 18 plus 3.
With a 21, you fly between the icicles like an expert pilot.
Or an expert swan.
It's a mesmerizing dance between the icicles, and not a single one hits you. As for the rest of you, what do you do with your turns?
May I just observe this Dogzilla for a minute? Like, I don't know the first thing about it.
Roll learn. See what you can figure out.
That's a nat 20!
Plus 2.
As you squint through the snowstorm toward this colossal beast, you see not only snow falling from its shaggy coat, but you also spy one of these snow spirits.
Like the ones we saw in outer space?
Yes, and no, for this spirit seems lost to you, trapped even in the grips of some big feelings you're not quite able to fathom.
Hey everybody, the snow ghosts, they're like in Dogzilla's fur or something. It's weird.
Fur ghosts, it's so simple.
It is?
Yes, I've solved the mystery completely.
You have?
If we free the snow ghosts, we take down Dogzilla. I lash out with my bubblegum lasso to try to pull the snow ghost from the creature's fur.
Okay, roll dare.
I just roll the d6 for him.
Yes.
That's a 1. Can I use a heart?
Absolutely.
A 4.
You might think it would be impossible for a bubblegum lasso to pull a snow ghost out of a dog's fur without getting stuck. But Alabama Hira, that's just how good of a gumslinger you are. The angry snow spirit gets wrapped up by your lasso and pulled away from Dogzilla, and suddenly seems more calm.
See, I told you.
And for a moment, Dogzilla's own anger seems to fade into a dog-like playfulness. Can you roll a d4, Alabama?
A 1.
You all see Dogzilla's ears perk up as it looks off in the distance. It starts bounding off towards something you cannot see.
We should hitch a ride. Maybe it's headed toward the Tree of Ideas.
It's going to be a bumpy ride. Anyone who wants to can grab on, but you will take one hurt from being jangled and banged and hit with snow and ice along the way.
Since I haven't used my turn, could I try to protect myself and someone else by becoming like a bone umbrella?
Roll there.
Ooh, 19 plus 2?
You form into a perfectly snow-tight umbrella. But who grabs you?
It should be Mama Jamma.
Yeah, she's not a giant like Mia and the Cyclops.
Oh, Scullin, you make such a wonderful accessory.
Thanks, I guess.
Alabama Hera and Malador, you each take one hurt. Now the next round has started. Swan Song, roll for the sky falling.
Hey, a six!
Dogzilla bounds through the snow at a speed you wouldn't think possible. And then they stop in front of what they must have been chasing. A beautiful, bendy, grooved icicle as long as Dogzilla's snout that seems to have fallen from the sky.
Is that a sticksicle?
It is indeed a sticksicle, Fred.
Malador.
Yes. Dogzilla starts digging in the snow.
Probably wants to bury the sticksicle for later.
Indeed. And as they dig, you see them uncover a rocky cave, big enough to fit all four of you and keep you sheltered from the falling sky.
Hiding sounds good.
But then we'll never find the idea tree.
Or maybe we'll find it after the sky finishes falling.
Alabama, are you being cautious?
I think we have to free these snow ghosts. It seemed to make Dogzilla happy for a minute.
Dogzilla suddenly drops the bone half buried. They can hear you, but not see you. And they don't seem so happy and dog-like anymore.
See?
Okay, I see. But I don't think we can free the snow spirits from the safety of that cave.
Oh, but it looks so warm. Is that a fire inside?
And s'mores. I think I smell s'mores.
Focus, please. Colossal monster is about to shake you all off of its fur.
Okay, Alabama Hera, I'm gonna turn myself into a giant dog brush. And I want you to run me through Dogzilla's fur.
Just like brushing a buffalo back home.
Is that a buffalo made of bubble?
Of course it's a buffalo made of bubblegum, but the concept is the same.
All right, I'll let you two make a team dare roll. You can keep the better result.
I'll roll my d6. 4.
And 19 plus 6.
You two go to brush out a snow ghost. But Scullin, since you're the actual bristles, you can feel Dogzilla loosen up wherever the brush passes. And not one, but two delighted doggy snow spirits float out of Dogzilla's fur.
Dogzilla likes the brushing, everyone!
Yeah, we didn't have to wrestle those ghosts away at all.
Malador, that gives me an idea. Can you make up some kind of smell that a dog would like?
I've been waiting the whole campaign for someone to ask me that. Okay, so this is gonna smell like sticks and old pants and the bottom of shoes and the inside of the shoes and yesterday's garbage and something that came out of a cat.
Okay, you don't have to actually tell me all the ingredients. I want to uncork this potion and fly around with it while singing a soothing song to Dogzilla. Sweet little giant doggy thing.
Aren't you going to try to stop her, Mr. Eric?
I've found it's best not to.
I sing. You're holding angry spirits. Why? Just say let go. A day will fly.
Ow, ow, ow.
Is she hurting your ears, Malador?
No, it's a very soothing song for doggies. Mr. Eric should make it an extra easy roll.
Nice try, Fred. But you're each gonna have to roll separately. Swan Song can roll Wonder. Fred can roll Learn.
Oh, I'm good at that. 16 plus 1.
The potion smells great to dogs.
And now to see how wonderful my song is with a wonder roll. 4 plus 6?
I'm afraid that's not gonna cut it. Please roll one die for Mama Jamma.
4?
Chew toy.
That can't possibly be good.
Dogzilla's tail starts to wag. 80 feet of scaly joy with a furry mane all along it. It seems the smell of Fred's potion is perfectly joyful and delicious. And they want to eat it. Which, Swansong, you realize just a little too late. The last thing you see, Swansong, is a few snow ghosts fly right out of Dogzilla's nose before you take one hurt and are surrounded by icy darkness.
Did she just get eaten?
No. Only chewed a little.
Correct, Malador. She will not be gulped until the end of next round.
Curse my mastery of stinkiness!
No, it's not your fault, Malador.
I think it was technically Swansong singing, actually.
Hey!
Okay, we're on to the next round. Alabama, it's your turn to roll for the sky falling.
6!
You're in luck again. The temporarily cheerful Dogzilla bounds through the snow. The sky falls in terrible shards of ice, which shatter harmlessly on the furry coat of the Titan.
A lucky break!
Oh, yeah! I feel so lucky!
Okay, yeah, we gotta get her out of there.
If you really hustle Malador or Alabama, you could get to her on this turn, but you wouldn't be able to help her out.
What about me?
You're a dog brush.
Then I'll use my turn to make my gum lasso into a gum sling and fire that dog brush all the way to Dogzilla's mouth.
Can't argue with that teamwork. Skullin, you wind up right at the edge of Dogzilla's mouth.
You know those things that jack up the cars?
Carjacks?
I don't think that's what they're called.
I know a lot about cars, and Skullin's right.
It's called a car upper, I think.
Well, I want to turn into a car upper.
Okay, Skullin, you could turn into car jack, aka car upper, and roll dare to help pry open Dogzilla's mouth.
6 plus 4.
I'm afraid your 5 feet of bones aren't much match against 40 feet of snout. But Mama Jamma, maybe you could help yourself.
I'll try to use the jack too, and then we both slip out. 14 plus 3?
All it took was a little extra swan muscle. You two pry open Dogzilla's still chewing jaws just enough to slip out the side.
Okay, it's just my turn now. And I want to use my crab claws and my little helper crud bug and all of the nombats to give Dogzilla an epic behind-the-ear scratch.
All right, so you're using up the nombats for the day, and
your crud bug comes out too,
from where it was cleaning frozen mud out from under your shell. All of you together start giving Dogzilla a good rough scratch. I'll let you make 2 learn rolls, as using these companions is supposed to count as an extra turn. See if you can find the perfect place to scratch.
Oh, that's an 18 plus 8. And a 9 plus 4?
You've done it, Malador. Dozens of snow ghosts are freed by your perfect scritchy scratches, joining the other spirits as they flit gleefully through the air. Dogzilla has been racing through the snow and ice this whole time, and you find yourselves on the leeward side of Mons Isolus.
The idea tree, it's gonna be here.
Dogzilla sits down with a and carelessly scratches behind the other ear with a taloned rear paw. The wind has died down and the sky has finished falling. It even feels a bit warmer for an ice moon. Can you all roll learn? And just tell me who gets the highest roll.
Not me.
You can all stop rolling. That was a nat 20.
Nice one, Mama Jamma.
You go, Swansong.
You take to the skies and use your incredible swan eyes to scan the horizon. And there you see it. An anemic, wilty little tree, barely struggling up from the snow.
I found it, everybody.
As you get closer, You see, there's just one little shriveled up seed pod hanging from a leafless branch. The snow ghosts all around you join in a howl. And even Dogzilla joins in mournfully.
This must be why no one came back. The tree was all used up.
Bummer.
No, not bummer. This is not how ideas work.
Huh? No, yeah. Ideas don't grow on trees.
Except for magic idea trees.
Yes. Ideas are the rarest fruit of all.
The snow ghosts are gathering closer. Dogs of all different kinds, but wearing all different kinds of doggy fashions from throughout the ages. Malador, could you roll learn for me?
9 plus 6?
You see that each of these snow spirits must have come here alone at different points throughout the last 1,000 years. Alabama, can you roll wonder?
I'm gonna use my last heart there. 5!
A little spotted red and white dog seems to form out of a cloud of snow. It's the first creature you freed, and you feel a connection with it.
We did not come here. We were sent here. Sent away like bad dogs, just because we wanted to help people other than dogs.
How devious.
Scullin, can you roll learn or wonder?
Maybe I'll use my heart. 15 plus 3.
As all of you are starting to piece this long, sad history together and share in the same image of it, that the little seed pod gets less shrivelly, and even a tiny leaf sprouts on its branch.
The more people who share in an idea, the more powerful it becomes. That's why they wanted to keep all the dogs separate. That's why when they came here, all they had left to them was loneliness and fear and...
And Dogzilla.
So that's what they became.
The doggy founders, they were just a couple of people with one small idea to only save the people like them.
Well, I think it's time we thought a lot bigger.
A handful of seed pods and sapling leaves have suddenly sprouted from the tiny idea tree.
We need to get this tree back to Barrent.
We need more ideas. I turn myself into a spade so I can dig around and feel every root.
And I will create a potion that has the perfect pH balance of stinkiness for a tree to thrive. I'm gonna make a bubblegum biodome to wrap around the sapling.
And I'll sing it a sapling song as we travel back to Barrent. Oh dear little tree!
I'm just gonna say you succeed.
Thanks, Mr. Eric.
The struggling sapling is tenderly wrapped up by all of you, and the snow ghosts seem to be following on your heels. But how are you going to get home?
We wrecked your schooner, didn't we?
Yeah, I can't get the bones working again until tomorrow.
We don't know if our protective magic will last that long, so let's just ask for a ride.
From... Dogzilla!
Hey, Dogzilla, can you fly through space by any chance?
The freed snow ghosts fly up as Dogzilla breathes a frosty breath into the clouds, howling and aiming its snout with purpose as it seems to build a massive ship of ice. You pile on the bones of Scullin's vehicle, and Dogzilla climbs in too. And now the entire sky of the moon of Barrent is falling through space and back to Dogopolis. And that is where we end our adventure.
Finally, a big win for Team Stinky Bubblegum Swan.
Maybe Team Stinky Bubblegum Swan Bones?
We'll keep workshopping the team name.
Folks at home, we might start spacing out these Guilds and Goblins episodes, so it's more like one a month rather than three at a time and then none for a long time. But you're always welcome to send in your what-if questions, your Guilds and Goblins ideas, what have you. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that your big idea can get even bigger when you share it. And until we adventure again, keep wondering.
ICANN is sponsored by our friends of the Oregon Association for Talented and Gifted, a nonprofit membership organization supporting gifted students, their families, educators, and communities. OTAG believes that every child deserves to experience the arts and to learn something new every day. For more information about OTAG, you can visit oatag.org.